Let's do a lightning round on Valonqar theories. Alexander W., what if Arya assassinates Jaime, acquires his face, and then kills Cersei? This seems like a convenient way for Arya to get close to Cersei. It also allows Jaime to be the Valonqar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that Jaime and Cersei will die around the same time.
I like it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I read this and I'm like, this seems like a prophecy dodge. This seems like some Nostradamus shit, where like if given enough history, something around those times of this guy rambling will come true.
To me, it seems like a less obvious way to fulfill the prophecy, one that the fans might not have seen coming.
Yeah, but and also there's also this.
They clearly do.
A lot of people like to point out that Valonqar is a Valyrian word, and that in Valyrian that gendered language is very fluid because the dragons are sexless and. You know, the dragons are like the pinnacle of their culture. So, like, it could be little brother, but that's a kind of patriarchal way to look at it. It could easily be little sister.
Hmm.
So, Arya with Jaime's face would be the ultimate fulfillment of that type of prophecy.
Right.
But I don't, the other thing is, like, I don't like it narratively because it does seem like, in my mind, they built up the idea that Jaime's going to get fed up with her.
Right.
The fact that she's been. You know, Cersei has been all about Cersei. And if you read her POV chapters, it's all about how. Upset she is because she wasn't allowed to lead because she wasn't born with a penis, which is a perfectly valid thing to get upset about.
Sure,
but I don't think that she's ever cared about Jaime the way that Jaime's cared about her, and she seems to be willing. In fact, she seems like Jaime is an extension of herself. Like to the extent that she waxes like romantic about him, it's like. You know, she sees him as the other half of her, and like when he's inside me, I feel complete. But it's not like she loves Jaime so much as she loves this other aspect of herself.
Weird.
So, but I do think that Jaime and all of his POV chapters, it's very obvious that he truly does love his sister.
Yeah. I think they've done a good job to set that up in the show as well.
Yes.
I've never felt that there's a truly, whatever the word is, mutual.
Right.
Love there. But I felt like it's more from Jaime's side.
Yeah, and I guess they did establish that Cersei was cheating with
Lancel.
With Lancel, but in the books, that's a much more like she uses her seduction to get her way a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I just feel like that it seems dramatically appropriate that he'll betray her.
And you just never see a scene like he had with Edmure, right, in that tent,
right,
where he said, "Look, I will kill every last." Person in this castle to get back to Cersei if that's what I have to do, or every person in your family.
Right.
Cersei's never said that about Jaime.